Then Mahamrityunjay mantra, and then I will explain when to practice, how to practice, and so on. The Mahamrityunjay mantra is Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritat. The translation is I meditate on and surrender myself to the divine being who embodies the power of will, the power of knowledge, and power of action. I pray to the divine being who manifests in the form of fragrance in the flower of life and is the eternal nourisher of the plant of life. Like a skillful gardener, may the Lord of life disentangle me from the binding forces of my physical, psychological, and spiritual foes, enemies. May the Lord of immortality, residing within me, free me from death, decay, and sickness, and unite me with immortality. This is healing and nourishing mantra. And in a sense, it is the heart of the Vedas. The healing force awakened by this mantra sends forth its ripple from body to psyche and from psyche to soul. It strengthens our power of will, knowledge, and action, thus unblocking the flow of enthusiasm, courage, and determination. The vibration of this mantra awakens the internal healing force while attracting nature's healing agents, creating an environment where the forces from both origins converge. This mantra connects us to the teacher within and helps us receive the full nourishment from food, herbs, or any discipline undertaken for our total well-being. Mahamrityunjaya practice is more suitable to those struggling with lack of energy, hopelessness, grief, illness, and lack of enthusiasm, courage, and determination. It is good for those who want to get in touch with their own healing force. This mantra is especially helpful for those in the health profession. It helps prevent burnout because it continually replaces the energy a healer channels to the patients. Now the question is, how to start? It means, when to practice? I will advise you, start it just as you do your regular meditation, after a little bit stretching, taking bath, you sit on your meditation seat, you do alternate nostril breathing, and then you start this practice. You make your mental resolution that how much time you want to dedicate to this practice. In the beginning, you may want to do just one round of your mala beads. This practice is always done with mala beads. You repeat one mantra, turn one bead, repeat one mantra, turn one bead, and somehow coordinate the speed of your mind, repetition of your mantra, and the turning your mala beads. And slowly, slowly, your fingertips get familiar with the process. And in the beginning, you may feel a little bit strange. But once you start, in a couple of days' time, the mala flows very smoothly. So first you complete this practice, one round of your mala bead, two rounds of your mala beads. And then you may want, if you have time and energy, you may go back to your personal regular meditation. How to practice? Which kind of mala beads is good? Can you do all in one sitting or in many sittings? The answer to these questions is that you just as you do your regular meditation, exactly in the same manner, you follow this practice too. I will advise that you start with very little amount, just maybe one mala. Then gradually you keep building your practice. A week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, you may want to practice 2 malas a day, 3 malas a day. In the beginning, when you are doing only one mala, then I will advise that please do it in one sitting. But when you start doing, let's say, 5 rounds a day, 3 rounds a day, 7 rounds a day, and if it becomes too much, then you want to split it in 2 sittings, once in the morning, once in the evening. And that is how you should do it. As far as which kind of mala, any mala you can use, all the malas are good. But however, traditionally, the Rudraksha beads, Rudraksha mala is considered to be the best for these practices. How many days should you do? I will advise you to start it with one smaller chunk, that is 125 days. One mala a day, two malas a day, three mala a day. However, other thing is that once you build your practice to a good extent, suppose if you are doing it 8 rounds a day, 9 rounds a day, and you have gained enough speed, then I will advise you that please let me know that now you are ready to do more than 9 rounds, and I will give you some more instructions and also more specific number of days. But meanwhile, now you start with a mental resolution that you will do it for 125 days. However, I will advise that continue even after that, and sometimes I will send you more further instructions. In respect to other meditation practice, you do this thing first and then you go back to your meditation, your regular meditation with your personal mantra. Observances. What should we observe? What kind of disciplines? What kind of rules and regulations? Actually, nothing. Whatever you are doing, be nice to yourself, be nice to others, eat good food, you know, at right time, with right attitude. Do not hurt yourself, do not hurt others. However, and whenever you are ready to do more than 9 rounds, I will prescribe some certain rules which are very important, and that is how things are done traditionally. But it is only when you are doing more than 9 rounds and you are making your decision to really intensify your practice, then let me know. And any specific rules, there are no specific rules unless you do more than 10 rounds a day. And then no alcohol, then that means no alcohol, no emotional involvement outside your marriage, and no meat, no eggs. But these are disciplines, these are observations only when you do more than 10 rounds a day. Now please start, God bless you, and if there is anything we can do, please let me know, and I will also keep in touch with you. God bless you, God bless you, and once again, God bless you.